It's Friday, October 20th, 2017. We are in the middle of autumn, and to help us find out what to do in the middle of autumn, in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome back.
I think, first of all, we need to go get sweaters because you're folded up like you're freezing, and so am I.
You know, if it dips below 80, I'm a wimp.
Okay, so the Hogs play Auburn at home tomorrow. If that's your jam, I'm going to assume you've got it figured out.
You know what you're doing Saturday night and probably Saturday afternoon at the tailgate.
Right. But if you want to get us far away from football, right, we have an itinerary. So you know how to get away from the madding crowd, as they say. Tonight, you can go to Fort Smith.
Okay.
And go see Night of the Iguana at UAFS. It's in Breedlove Auditorium. You know that if Bob Stevenson has directed a show, it's going to be cool. Mm-hmm. This one is very traditional for him. Tennessee Williams, word dense, but very 1940s. Happens at 7:30 and tickets are $6. Or you can go to Sulphur Springs, which is up by the Missouri border.
Right.
To the Treasure of Terror Theater. This is at the Old Spanish Treasure Cave.
Right.
And they're doing movies.
Halloween movies,
yes.
What are they doing?
You tour the front part of the cave, and then you get into the council room and you watch movies. I don't know what's happening this weekend, but they're doing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Psycho, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, well, that's not so scary.
The Exorcist.
That is scary.
Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And you're watching this underground.
Yeah. And it starts at 7 o'clock. It's $10. And you can go to Spanish-treasure-cave.com to find out the schedule. Or you can take a ghost walk. History walk. Depends on what you want to call it.
Sure.
Around downtown Rogers with living history actors talking about some of the ways people have died in Rogers over the years. That happens from 7 to 9 o'clock on Saturday. And again on the 26th, 27th, and 28th from the Rogers Historical Museum. That's where you'll walk and you'll be out for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
You can go to the Ozark Corn Maze.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in Cave Springs. It's $9. They have three separate corn mazes, a hay maze, a corn cannon, a pumpkin slingshot, a barrel train, miniature donkeys, a corn pool, and a 10-acre pumpkin patch. Or you can go to the Right Choices Corn Maze and Pumpkin Patch, which is in Southwest City, Missouri. They have a corn maze, a pumpkin patch, hay rides, a cow train. It's $2 to $12 to get in. And then on Saturday night, you can choose. You can go back to Fort Smith and see Dee Daniels with the Fort Smith Symphony.
This is all Saturday night.
This is all Saturday night at 7:30 at the ArcBest Corp Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. Tickets start at $17. Or you can go north to Eureka Springs, where they're doing this cool thing at the Cookery, which used to be Caribe.
Right.
It's a fundraiser for the, let me get this right, Chief Bigfoot Memorial Ride.
Yes, yes. John Tuhawks is involved with this. Absolutely.
The ride happens every winter in South Dakota. It ends up at Wounded Knee on the day of the Wounded Knee Massacre.
Right.
Well, John Tuhawks, who is a Eureka Springs musician, a Lakota Sioux Indian, and a flute player, went up several years ago and wrote in this and said it was absolutely the experience of a lifetime, that it was impossible to even explain the experience. And anybody can go ride who's serious about it. You don't have to be Sioux.
Right.
You got to be able to sit a horse, which he had not done until that time. But all of that's taken care of by the people who put on this ride. So they need money to do that. And so at the Cookery on Saturday night from 5 to 9, they're going to have Indian tacos. And then a program at 6, that's at 5, a program at 6, a free concert by John at 7. And then one, Percy White Plume, who is the founder of the ride, and he was in Dances with Wolves and so on, is going to speak at 8. And there's a silent auction with all sorts of horse things. And the only thing you have to pay for is dinner, which is $10, and whatever you buy. Or you can go to the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Right.
And see Sense and Sensibility.
Yes, Jane Austen.
Not a Jane Austen fan, but this is a fast-moving adaptation directed by Ashley Edwards, and I hear it's great fun. That happens at 7:30, and tickets are $10 to $20.
All right. Well, you've given us many options.
If you get lost, let me know. I'll try to find you.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.